Bibles this morning. Open them to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, and verse number 26. It's examination time. Paul stated, guided by the Holy Spirit, 2 Corinthians 13, 5, to examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Unless you become disqualified. This morning, if I had to impress upon your minds one word, that we may learn and that we may grow by as we travel down the road of life. It's what Jesus said in Matthew 16 in verse number 24. Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. But look at the question that Jesus asked in verse 26. And this question here applies to each and every one of us under the sound of my voice. Because there is one appointment that we will keep. Man that is born to woman will surely die. Hebrews 9:27 states that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that cometh the resurrection. So Jesus says here, he says, for what is a man profited? What is worth it, that you will save your life to lose it? What is more important in your life? You know, I told you it's examination time. That every man bear his own burden. That we need to look at our life and think and focus on what Jesus is saying this morning. Because he says, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose your soul? His soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for your soul? What is it this morning that you will give or you will exchange that you are willing to save your life but lose it? Go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 5 this morning. Because in Ephesians 5, there's some responsibility that we need to understand in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10, Jesus says here, guided by the Holy Spirit, he says, finally, my brethren. Now you know what that word brethren means. Amen. 27, amen. He's talking to the church. Those who have obeyed the gospel. Those who have been saved by the watery grave of baptism, of what Jesus said, that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Finally, my brethren, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, by that word power, if you got your Bible, I want you to know Romans 1:16, because the power comes in through a study of God's word. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I want to stop right there, and I want to slow it down just for a minute. Because, see, sometimes, Brother Terry, we cannot answer that question when Jesus says, what does it profit, or what will we give in exchange for our soul? And the reason why we can't answer that question, because we do not know who our adversary is. We don't know what we are fighting up against in relationship to this thing that is the power of darkness that afflicts us, that is causing us to be willing to give your soul up for something that don't even matter. So what I want to do is just slow it down. I want you to get you a piece of paper out, and I want to give you some scriptures, and we're not going to be able to go to all of them, but let me talk about this devil for a little bit. Amen. Let me tell you who he is. All right? Brother Frazier, this is the first scripture I want all y'all to write. Go with me to 1 Peter 5:8. All right? Brother Hampton, get me 1 Timothy 3 and verse 11. Brother John, get me Matthew 4 and 1. Brother Brantley, get me Matthew 3:22. Brother Brown, get me Matthew 13:19. But I want us to go there because I want us to see who this adversary is that is not causing us to be able to put on the whole armor of God. Now, let's everybody go to 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. And I want you to see what the Bible is saying here in relationship to this adversary that's causing us not to be able to put on the whole armor of God. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Slow it down, because I want us to see. Because see, if we don't see, if we don't understand, if we don't comprehend to be able to know what we're up against, we're not going to know how to deal with it. See, if you don't have nothing to shoot at, you're not going to know what your target is. So you got to know what the adversary, because see, there is something in life that causing you to want to be able not to give up this sin, this thing that's not causing us to seek ye first the kingdom of God. So in 1 Peter 5, I hope you're there, verse number 8. We're going to slow it down, Brother Frazier, because he's saying something powerful here in relationship to the word of God. Read, Brother Frazier. Be sober. Read. Always be on the lookout, amen. Uh-huh.
Because your adversary.
Yes. Uh-huh.
As a roaring lion. battle.
Yes.
Walking the battle.
Yes.
Seeking whom he may devour.
Now slow it down, because see, if you're there, I want you to underline some words. See, this thing is so important that the Holy Spirit says, now, I don't want you to be drunk, but I want you to be sober. I want you to have your eyes wide open.
Right.
Amen. I want you to be vigilant. That is that every day, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we need to be on the lookout for this adversary. Amen. See, we need to be on the lookout. It makes no difference how saved you may be. It makes no difference how much scripture you can read. It makes no difference how long you've been in the church. Amen. Revelation 2:10 says, be thou faithful unto death. Amen. That if you're going to walk this walk, if you're going to be a disciple, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, brother, we need to be always sober, vigilant, paying attention who our surroundings is, amen, who we associate with, who we call friends, because our adversary is of the devil, amen, and amen, and he is a roaring lion, amen. Now, I don't know what a roaring lion look like, but that sounds pretty bad, don't you? Seeking whom he may devour. So if you got your paper, the first thing that I want you to see as Satan, number one, he ain't your friend. He is an adversary. Amen? He is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So somebody come up to you and say, well, who is the devil? Well, he ain't my friend. He's my adversary. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And that's the way you got to see him, because that's the way the Bible describes who this individual is, amen, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Now, Terry, we're going to 1 Timothy 3. And I want you to see it, amen. 1 Timothy. Oh. If you're at 1 Peter 5:8, that's right in your Bible. Cross-reference, 1 Timothy 3:1. Amen. And then in the back of your Bible, amen, write the word devil. That's the key word, amen. So when you start studying to show yourself approved unto God, a worker needing not to be ashamed, when you look at the word devil, you're going to go to 1 Peter 5 and what? 8, amen. And then when you get to 1 Peter 5:8, then it's going to begin to give you a descriptive categorization of who this adversary is, who walking as a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Guess what, folks? That's how the Bible works for you, not against you. Amen. Amen. See, you ain't got to quote scripture like Brother Frazier. Amen. But it don't make no difference. But as long as you want to know where it is, that's all that matters. Amen. That you'll be able to go there. So in the back of your Bible somewhere, that you got a blank piece of paper that's attached to your Bible. Don't write it. It's a loose piece, because the devil going to take it out. Amen. Amen. But write it where it's attached to your Bible. The word the devil. Amen. Amen. And you're going to write 1 Peter 5:8. Amen. If you got it there, you need to write, I need to be sober, I need to be vigilant, because roaring lion, he's seeking whom he may devour. Amen. That's the words that you need to understand if we're going to realize what Jesus is saying over here. So write 1 Timothy 3 and verse number 1. Now, let's go there. Amen. Let's go there. All right. Let's go there. Amen. Y'all with me? All right. 1 Timothy 3. 11, I'm sorry. 11, not 1, 11. All right. Now here he's talking about wives of deacons in relationship to their responsibility. See, to their husbands over in 1 Timothy 3, but he used that word slanderer that I want you to see. Amen. Look what it says. Read it, Brother Terry. Yes. Now look what he says here. See, that word really, diaconos, is a servant, amen. Now here, even though he's talking about the office of the deaconship, amen, but also could be determined to be a servant, that what we are in relationships to being a Christian, our walk in the Christian walk, that is, that we must be grave, or sober, not slanderers, but sober. And then he used the phrase, faithful in all things, amen. And that's what I want you to see. See, you got to always, as we talked about, did we have a wonderful time in Sunday school, amen? That is, don't be opinionated, don't be one that's always accusatory, but be focused on Jesus Christ, and don't let no one divide you from understanding what is the will of God. Now, let's go to Matthew 4:1. Who got that there? See, and see another side of him. And we're going to use the word tempter. Amen. Now, I want you to see here that this adversary, this slanderer, amen, this one that's always causing confusion in your life, amen. Because that's what he does, amen. He causes confusion in your life, amen. See, if this rascal is so bad that he has the audacity, amen, to be a tempter to tempt Jesus Christ, how much more would he do for me and you? If he don't fear Jesus, amen, how much more he gonna attack me and you? When you are not sober, when you're not vigilant, when you're not faithful, because you are a slanderer, see, how much more will he attack you or attack me? You understand what I'm saying? See, and then you ask the question, well, why would we say? What will we give in exchange, or what will we give? See, you give or you exchange because we are fighting an adversary who is powerful. Amen. Amen. But look what's been said. Beginning in verse 1. Read, John. First, Matthew 4:1. Yes. Now stop right there. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There are none righteous. Amen. But the problem with life is that because of the power of the word, and because we are sober and vigilant and not slanderous, but we are faithful in all things. And you're going to see. Amen. We as Christians are not, and I say it again, are not exempt from the tempter. Amen. See, we are not exempt by the tempter, and the reason why is because the devil know he's going to hell, and guess what? He wants you and me to go with him. And not only is the devil going to hell, because hell was prepared for the devil and his angel, when you are not sober, or when you are not vengeous, or when you are slanderous, or are not faithful in all things, brethren, you're going to catch hell right here on this earth. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, John. Go get me James 1:12, because see, I want to tie that in, amen. Because James used the phrase, we are blessed, amen, when we endure. See, we're going to see in a minute that Jesus endured the tempter, amen. Amen. And if Jesus can endure the tempter, he's not going to put no more on us than what we can bear. We can endure him too when we put on the whole armor of God to fight the wiles of the devil. But brethren, you can't do it if you don't know who he is. Amen. Now, if you hear in Matthew 4:1, write James 1:12. Because James 1:12 says, what? Blessed. Ho. See, that word blessed means to be happy. I'm happy this morning, amen. I'm so glad that I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm so glad that I can call my name Christian. Amen. I'm so glad that I can walk in the light as he is in the light. Amen. I'm so glad that... Don't make me preach this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Am I glad about it? I'm glad about it because I'm blessed. Amen. Amen. Am I right? See, that word blessed means be happy. Happy when you're broke. Happy when you got a pocket full of money. See, you're happy, amen. You're happy because, hey, where my wife at? Yesterday was Boo Burke's anniversary. Amen. Us had an anniversary yesterday. And Terry, she didn't give me that card. Hello? Hello? By 8 o'clock, Alicia, I said, Boo, what you going to give me for an anniversary? She gave me some hard candy.
All right.
She said, it's time to get a promotion. But see, you're blessed when you can have an anniversary and be glad of it. Amen. Because you know you got a wife who's your helpmeet, that y'all cleave together. Amen. And that you're one. Amen. So that's what blessing is. Amen. But the devil don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to have a happy relationship. He wants you to be fussing and fighting and fussing about things that don't even matter. Am I right? See, that's the reason why he said be sober. Be vigilant. Don't let slander, but always be faithful in all things, because he said you are blessed with what?
Is the man that endureth.
See, is the man like Jesus going to do right here? See, temptation going to come. You don't have to be doing wrong for temptation to come, because the tempter going to come. Amen. He going to come. See, you don't have to be around wrong for the tempter to come. Amen. See, because he going to come. Amen. Because if he had the audacity to tempt Jesus, how much more he going to tempt me and you? But see, that's the reason why we got to teach and we got to learn who he is, that when he comes, we're going to put the same thing that Jesus put on him. Amen. Blessed is the man who endured temptation. What did he say? Keep on reading.
For when he is tried.
Say, see, when you are tried. You know what that word tried means? I mean when you pass the test. Amen. See, when you shake it off. Amen. See, when he comes, sometimes you don't do nothing but shake your head, and the power of the word of God begin to work. That transforming by the renewal in your mind. Philippians 2:5, you let the mind of Christ be in you richly. See, when that thing begin to work, you shaking your head on your job. They don't even know what you're going through.
Right.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? Have you been there?
No.
Amen. See, that old devil, that co-worker, see, he don't know he a devil, but he's the tempter. Amen.
Right.
Amen. That manager on your job. See, you can be minding your business, doing your job, and trying to make you look bad. Just shake your head. And let the power of the word say, when he is tried, when he passed the test, what's going to happen?
He shall receive
a
crown of life.
A crown of life.
Yes,
go ahead.
Which the Lord has promised
uh-huh.
to them that love him.
Now, y'all know what? I want you to do this here. I didn't want to preach hard today. I've been hurting since 2 o'clock this morning. Them little men, the phrase you had, throw them on me. But I just got to tell you. See, Ephesians 4:30 says, when you've been sealed with the Spirit,
yes, sir.
Amen,
yes, sir.
You got a covering over you,
yes, sir.
That can't nobody touch you.
Come on.
Now, they can talk about you.
Yeah.
They can lie on you.
Yeah.
They can cheat on you.
Yeah.
But see, once you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit, y'all might well go there because y'all ain't believe what I'm saying. Go back. Let's go there. I want you to see it. Ephesians 4. And I know y'all who ain't women be glad when I get through, but that's all right. Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Y'all go there with me. Amen. Because it's a blessing to be saved, huh, Brother Terry? It's a blessing to be saved. Amen. And you know you're saved. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. He said here in verse 29, y'all there?
Yes,
I'm going to slow it down because I want you to see.
Yes,
Then we're going to get back to Jesus. Because I want you to see how Jesus handled the tempter. Amen. I want you to see how Jesus handled that adversary. I want you to see how Jesus handled that slanderer, that liar, that no good dog called the devil. Amen. Did I call him right, Brother Hall? Huh? Did I do it all right? That's where he is, and that's where you got to see it. Amen. Y'all play around with that devil. See? I'd be something that I'd learn all by myself. Doggone. See, ain't like them young folks say, you dog. I'm talking about the devil. That dog, I don't know who they're talking about. But look what he said. He said, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. And then it says here, and grieve not the Holy Spirit. See, let me tell you something. Man, when God tell you something to do in the Bible, don't you grieve the Holy Spirit by disobeying him, amen? What right do you have to tell God he didn't mean what he said? Did y'all hear what I just said? What right do you have to say when you read in the Bible about what the Lord wants you to do that, Lord, well, he didn't mean that. Oh, we got to update the Bible to 2013. You can't add to, nor can you take away from God's word. Deuteronomy 4, 2, Proverbs 30 and 6, and Revelation 22, 18, 19. You can't grieve the Holy Spirit. Your best thing to do with the Holy Spirit is to obey what he said you to do. Just do it. Amen. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit be your friend. Amen. Because what he's saying here, look what he says here. And grieve not the Spirit of God. Look what he says. Wherefore ye are. Y'all see that? You are sealed until the day of redemption. That is that. 1 Corinthians 6:19, when you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit and you study to show yourself approved unto God and you put the word in there, folks, we got a protection can't nobody take away from us. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. But we're going to see what Jesus did. Go back to Matthew. Because see, Jesus handled him the right way. Then was Jesus led up to the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now read, who reading? You, John? Verse 2. Well, hold on, because I want to make sure everybody there. We're back at Matthew 4. In case the adversary have stopped you. Tell him to turn you loose now. Put your mind back on it. Amen. Because he don't want you to hear this. Because he don't want you to be sealed, do it. Verse 2. What is that, John? Stop right there. Underline the word hungry, because Jesus hadn't ate for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, stop. That adversary, that tempter, that slanderer, he know our weaknesses. What was Jesus' weakness at that time? He was hungry. He had eaten 40 days, I don't know how he did it, and 40 nights. So because he was hungry, what did you think the devil was going to attack? His weakness. Now, it's examination time. See, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know the biggest mistake we make in our life? We lie to ourselves. We don't tell the truth. We lie to ourselves. We know we got problems. We know we got problems, but we don't want to deal with problems because we don't want truth to enter into our life. And when you don't look at it in a truthful way and don't deal with it, that's what the devil gonna attack. Amen? Now, my weakness ain't your weakness, but I know what mine is. Now, I got it under control. It ain't gone nowhere. It gonna be with me till Jesus comes. See, but I got it under control because I'm sealed. If now a day go by, Raymond, that I don't put the word in to keep the ceiling sealed because I don't want a leak. Amen? Because I don't want that thing, that leak out. Because see, when y'all see the old owl come out, you're going to shake your head. Because the old owl is ugly. Amen. Old owl ain't nice. Amen. Amen. Now y'all looking at me like y'all ain't got no oldness in y'all life. Come on now. It's by the grace of God. Amen. God ain't through with me yet. Amen. Amen. But at least I know what it is. Amen. And see, because I know what it is, when he attack it, I'm going to do what Jesus did when he attacked him.
Come on.
Now, I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Don't be fooled. Know what your weakness, shortcoming may be. See, it may be your job. Anything that causing you not to be able to seek ye first the kingdom of God, seek his will, or understand what is the will. See, you need to know what it is so you can deal with it. Because if you don't deal with it, the tempter will. Amen? And you know what? It don't make sense that some of you have been dealing with it for years and ain't got rid of it yet. And you can get rid of it today. Amen? Through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Through repentance. And stop doing it by... I hate to go to another scripture. I got to. Go to 2 Corinthians real quick. And then see, I ain't going to beat through all my stuff. Go over here, 2 Corinthians. I got to show you. Amen. Because see, Jesus had it. Amen. Over in 2 Corinthians 6. Is that right, Brother Ranger? Yeah, about 14. See, 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Because see, over in 2 Corinthians 6, 14, this is how you deal with it. Amen. He said, be ye. Get him up. Get him up. I wouldn't have to say it. Get him up. Thank you. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now underline that word unbeliever. Now anybody who don't believe like you, don't walk like you, don't talk like you, ain't been sealed with the Holy Spirit is an unbeliever. Amen. Now you can be in the church and still be an unbeliever. Amen. See, you can be baptized for the remission of your sin and you still can be an unbeliever. Amen. You all equally yoked. Amen. And you better see it that way. All Christians are not faithful. Amen. He says here, what fellowship, see, has righteousness with unrighteousness? How can you be right with wrong? Amen. And what communion has light with darkness? Or what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Now look what he says here. This is who we are. He said, for you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, and I will be that God, and they shall be my people. Do you hear what he said here? But see, you can't have this here if you don't make a decision in your life. Amen? And then in verse 17, look what he said. He says, wherefore, come out from among them. Now you need to underline that word them. I don't know who the them in your life, but I know who the them in my life.
Well,
some folks I just don't fool with. It make no difference. They my cousins. It make no difference. Anybody gonna cause me to lose my seal, I've got rid of them. It could be my children. It makes no difference to me. Amen.
Yes.
God don't gave me blessings. He don't gave me a seal. He let me be a Christian. And because you don't want to do right, I'm going to let you take it from me? That don't make sense, do it. Amen. Y'all looking mighty funny. Look what he says. I got to read it again. He says in verse 17, wherefore come ye from among them. And be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not unclean things, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. It's decision times. See, if Jesus didn't realize who the tempter was, because the tempter know who we is. But go back to Matthew 3 and we're going to finish it. I promise you. I'm going to finish. Well, Matthew 4. We'll finish. Thank you, brother. John verse 2. Jack, can you start them over again? Okay, thank you. I know y'all said, oh, Lord. Let's go. All right, start right there. What was the problem, Brother Frazier? He was hungry. What did the devil put on him? Command these stones be turned to what? What bread? Something you eat, right? Something to fill your hunger need, am I right? But what did Jesus tell him? And see, this is what you got to be able to tell him. It is written. See, it is written. It is written. This is the perfect law of liberty. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by the world. Man might not live by that J-O-B. Man might be lived by them old bad children. See, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. That's what stopped him. And when he comes this evening, I ain't say tomorrow. Amen. Because some of them he already came. Amen. Because if you're ready to go, he done came. I just can't tell you no other way. See, if you're already ready to go, he already in you. Amen. Am I right? Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Because see, the word of God not working. Amen. 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 And then guess what? He didn't stop there. Because we don't have time, but look at verse 5. He tried again. Verse 8. Am I right? He tried again. Verse 10. He told him, he said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. See, he don't stop. He'll keep going on and on and on and on and on. See, that's the reason why you got to stay what it is written. Amen. See, that's the only way you're going to whip him. You got to be sober. You got to be vigilant. You can't be slanderous. You got to be faithful in all things. But you got to put the word of God on him. Amen. To be able to fight the wiles of the devil. And brother, you can't do it with the world as your friend. We don't have time, but let me give them to you in a way. I want you to write them down. He's called the wicked one. Matthew 13:19. He's a deceiver. A deceiver. Deceiver. Revelation 12:9. John 8:44 says he's the father of lies. The father of lies. John 14:30 says he's the prince of this world. That's who he is. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that he is the God of this world. Did I go too fast? I'll go back again. Because I want you to see. Here we go again. Matthew 13:19. He's the wicked one. Revelation 12:9. He's a deceiver. John 8:44, he's the father of all lies. John 14:30, he's the prince of the world. 2 Corinthians 4:4, he is the God of this world. See, that's who we are up against. And when you don't realize, you will never be able to put on the whole armor of God to be able to fight the wiles, the deceitfulness, the trickery, the traffickness of this devil, who is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Because the devil is going back to hell. And guess what? He wants me and you to go with him. But I'm so glad that the Bible said that he made us in the image of God. Genesis 1:26 said, let us make man in our own image. And you say, well, what image is that? Well, John 4:24 said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And because we are a spirit, we are heirs of God, and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. And because of that, we are called children of God. Amen. And that's who we are. And we're not of the devil. You are the devil because you choose to be. But you don't have to be. Foul part is building a New Testament church. Acts 2:42 says that they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, in a fellowship, and a breaking of bread. We here is about truth. The church was established when Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The church hasn't went nowhere since AD 33. The problem, we have went somewhere. But the church going to be here till Jesus comes. So I am convinced we don't need no vain worship, no man-made doctrine, what you think or what I think. Because what I think and you think don't even matter. Because we're going to be judged by the word. We are not here to satisfy egos. We're not here to satisfy what you want. But we here to satisfy James 1:25, the perfect law of liberty. We're not a perfect church, but we are a striving church. But I tell you one thing, if it's in the word and we can study it and see it, we're going to do it in spite of what anybody else think. Because it don't matter what you think. Amen. Because we don't want to be guilty of grieving the Holy Spirit. So if you're here today and you are a Christian, what is your life? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Or what in exchange will you give for it? If you're here today and you don't have a church home and you are looking for a church home, I'm telling you before you even say anything, we about apostolic doctrine. If you wrong, we're going to correct you. It's from the pulpit to the back, to the left, to the right. Amen. Because if we don't, 2 John 9, we partake of your evil deeds. So I'm just telling you, we're not going to let nothing mess up with our seal. So if you're here, you need to obey the gospel and become a Christian. You come by hearing the word, Romans 10:17, to believe in what you hear, Mark 16:16. You're willing to repent of your sins, Luke 13:3, because if you don't, you're going to perish. But make that confession that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and you must be buried with him in the watery grave of baptism. If you're here, this is the invitation. Come right now. As we stand, there we sing.